Just as a note, as a funny note, I would like to thank so far, and because I'm as lost as you, because the bulletin looks different, we skip the Kyrie, we skip the prayer of the day, we skip a few things, not intentionally, but, you know, just because I skip them without even knowing, and I realized it as soon as I was reading hearing the readings, I think some things were left undone. Promise next Sunday, it's gonna be a normal Sunday. Sometimes we just can't handle normal all the time. We need a little bit of, you know, yeah, to shake us up. Who's already ready for Christmas? Who's already, you know, who already put the tree? Well, that's almost ready for Christmas. Who's already planning gatherings? Well, I'm not planning them, but my family, my husband's family is. I've already made my list. Something I wasn't used to, but I was strongly invited to do so. Yeah. Radio stations are ready. Certain radio stations, you just hear Bing Crosby from dusk till dawn. And, you know, other songs of that sort. Malls are ready as well. They've been ready since November. So we are basically with our Christmas spirit on high, or at least getting there. Here in church, our kids are prepping for the Christmas pageant. They're practicing and all those things. And honestly, Pam, it has already started decorating the building, okay? Trust me, it's not completed. You all know it better than me. Like the song says, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Yeah. But today, in spite of that, we start Advent with a reading about the end of times. The end of times. Advent being the first season of the church in the cycle. Advent being part of the celebration of the coming of the Messiah, or preparing for the coming of the Messiah, where we are joyous and, you know, we have this reading about the end of times, a very dramatic reading about the end of times. And most times in church, we're a little confused with Advent. It's weird. Advent is kind of weird. The liturgy is a little bit somber. That would have made any more sense, way more sense, if I hadn't skipped the Kyrie. But yeah, we're having the Kyrie next Sunday. It's a little bit more somber, the liturgy. Some hymns talk about repentance. As I was driving through 83, there's a Catholic church that is advertising their penance mass. So yeah, it's a little, it's weird. It's weird in that sense. We talk about waiting, and we don't want to wait in regards to Christmas. We talk about preparing, reflecting. It's a church season that makes us feel that we're living in some sort of a not yet dimension. Why an end of times reading to start Advent? Well, Advent is like a threefold. And I don't know if it's going to be
But it's like a threefold. We look back into the incarnation, the manger, the baby Jesus, the King which is coming, but also and at the same time, we look at ourselves in the present. We look at the mystery of how Christ makes himself present through the sacraments. We sing songs of hope and peace. And at the same time, also, we look forward into the end of times when Christ shall return in majesty. It's like past, present, and future all joined together. We look back at the urgency of ancient Israel in awaiting for Messiah. And we also look at our own expectations for Christ's return, just in the same season. It's like we've been living in Advent mode all throughout existence. We've been waiting. We've been preparing for something which is soon to come. Ever since the beginning, waiting and waiting, that's the life of a Christian. One of the things Advent promises is that God's future, confusing enough, God's future is here and now. So forget about the time frames that you think are accurate. During this time, we also celebrate the promises that God's future is here and now. The inbreaking of God's future into our present. That's the kingdom of God in our midst. The inbreaking of God's future into our present. It's not that the end is coming, but more like the end has begun. Just when we thought it was starting. Which takes us to the $1 million question. How do we live in between the already and the not yet? How do we live in between the already and the not yet? The already of the salvation we have experienced in Christ born, and the not yet of the salvation not being fully consummated in the world. Living faithfully in the already not yet, which is this time the already not yet, of Christian discipleship does not mean that we can rest on God's grace and just wait for it. That does not mean living as a Christian in the already not yet time. It means that God gives us all the more responsibility for doing God's will. We are living in the in-between. You know a sandwich, right? If you're getting confused on the wording of the already and the not yet, you know, see our time like a sandwich. The already is the first loaf of bread. The not yet, the time in between. Well, the not yet is the bottom loaf of bread. But the time in between, living in the already not yet, or the time in between is the ham, the cheese, the mayo, the tomatoes, the lettuce, whatever you want to put in that sandwich. That's the time we're living in between the what has been done already and what is yet to be fulfilled. I hope you can understand it there. So during that time, what do we do? Do we wait for it and pray all more simple to you. It's the making of the Lord's Prayer a reality. It's the "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven" part. It's the sense of an ongoing thing, something that has not finished, that people, the people before us, has done, if we are doing, but the people that will come after us will still do. It's an ongoing thing, the continual forgiveness and reconciliation of God and our neighbor every single time, time after time after time. This already not yet, or this life in between, or this tomato, lettuce, cheese, whatever you want to put inside the sandwich, time provides unlimited opportunities to testify about the presence of Jesus during precisely these uncertain times. Each time we work for justice, we testify to the presence of Jesus. Each time. Each time we advocate for the poor, or reach out to the friendless, or work to make this world God loves a better place, we testify to the presence of the risen and already born Christ. It's also a time to expect, anticipate, be alert, as we wait on the fulfillment of the not yet time, and in doing so, claim God's future. That's what we do here every Sunday. We claim God's future. Every single time we take communion, every single time I say the Eucharistic prayer, we are claiming God's future, and God's future is a reality in our present. Yes, that is our role, to claim God's future, to fulfill the already not yet time, the time in between, helping each other, testifying, claiming Jesus in the midst of everything, walking with each other, consoling each other, preaching to each other with our deeds and with our words. That's the role of the church in these in-between times. We are those who wait for each other, wise and foolish alike. Wise and foolish alike. We are those who sit vigil for each other at times of pain, loss, or confusion. We are those who celebrate achievements and console after disappointment. We are those who give hope when hope is scarce, comfort when it's needed, and courage when we are afraid. We are, in short, those who help each other with the promises of Christ. That's what it means to be Christ's followers. Then and now. That's why we come together each Sunday to hear and share the hope-creating promises of our Lord. It's a weird time indeed. And we might think it should be a certain way, but here we are, talking about the end of times when we are supposed to be celebrating the beginning of a new year in church. Here we are talking about the ongoing, or the end that has beginning, in the hopes that a king will come, in the confidence that Christ shall rise, shall be born again, with hope, with joy, to fulfill our warmest and dearest desire.
time of the in-betweens, of the claiming, of the sorrow, of the forgiveness, but also of the expectance and the joy in the expectation of what it yet, of what is yet to be. Even though we don't understand it, even though it's confusing, those are the times we are living as the church. We are part of witnessing this part of the story. May God help us. May God make us see the future that's already here but not yet fulfilled. May God literally push us out of this building to proclaim that joy is coming, that joy is a reality, that the future of God is making its way through our existence. We just have to keep doing what we're called to do, and is to walk with each other.